brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, May the 22nd. It's 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, I love Thursdays.
Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott.
We have such a full show today.
I know we do. Good stuff.
I won't even have time for a rant.
Oh, dear.
But I'm going to mention a few things here.
Okay. Well, we'll make time for rants.
Hey, I tell you what. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points at 16,525. S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1891, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 4133. Active stocks include Facebook, which is up 16 cents at $60.60, and American Realty Capital Properties up 6 cents at $12.32. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 1 cent at $22.74, and North Valley Bank is down 13 cents at $21.10. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices for the 30-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 3.41%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 3 cents at $104.04. Gold is up $9.70 at $1,298 even. And silver is up 22 cents at $19.56. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here. And they're here to, they're your neighbors. They've been on the show. They're experts in the financial world. If you're looking for financial freedom, why don't you give them a call? 243-7561. Check out their offices in Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors, doing a great work right here in the city.
And it's 60 degrees in downtown Reading. It's, we're looking at mostly sunny with a high near 92 today, partly cloudy with a low around 65 tonight. Mostly sunny with a high near 92 on Friday and low of 61, high into the 90s and mid-90s all through the weekend. And so it's looking like it's going to be a warm one. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. We give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
So how'd you sleep last night there?
I slept really, really well.
Did you? You know what? It was Linda's birthday yesterday.
I know. How'd you sleep?
We slept pretty good. You know what? Her sleep number setting and my sleep number setting now is both 40.
Wow, so, you guys are coming up.
Yeah,
we know what we're still at 55.
We can swap sides now.
We can swap sides. We can, you know. I'm going to go there, and but you're nobody. You know what? Here's the thing: you need to find a tough guy. You
know, for the 55 on the other 55 side?
55 on the other side. But that's the best thing about dual-air technology and sleep number. You can have a 25 on the other side, and he's happy.
Exactly.
I mean, if that.
Or nothing on the other
or
side,
or nothing
and
on
I'm
the
happy.
Other, happy, and you're happy. That's right. And, you know, right now people are saying, how much is a good night's sleep worth? I don't know. Pat, how much is a good night's sleep worth? I mean, you look like you're very much in shape and all this. So, I mean, is it 8 hours of sleep? Is that what we need? And how much is it worth? Well, I tell you right now that Sleep Number has got a big sale going on for Memorial Day. And you can pick up a queen size C2 queen mattress now for $649.99. What a great deal that is. And, you know, they're made in America. They're guaranteed.
They last for a long time.
You've had yours for
over 15 years.
Over 15 years. And that, you know, and that bed's probably doesn't sit there. I mean, you probably like lay on
it.
Sleep in it and all those kind of things. And, you know, where do you find a Sleep Number bed? You know, the other thing, too. Here's one other thing, too, is that, you know, Consumer Reports, which takes no advertising. I kind of trust Consumer Reports. has named Sleep Number their number one mattress. And that's a big thing. So Made in America, guaranteed, number one by Consumer Reports. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center or give them a call, 223-2300. Talk to Brian or Janice, and they will get you into a Sleep Number bed. All right. You know what? There are so many things going on right now that I don't have anything to talk about. I mean, I don't have time to talk about, so I'm going to have to save them because we have a great guest list here today. But during the day, we're going to be talking about veterans events. We're going to be talking that will be happening Monday, a number of other things. But just to one little thing I need to mention. They have a bunch of new regulations on Obamacare, and hidden in the middle of it is lots and lots and lots of money to bail out the insurance companies. Something they said they'd never do.
Well, there you go.
It's in there because it's such a mess.
Perhaps they should have read it before they passed it.
But these are new regulations that are in there, you know, new things. Anyway, okay.
It's all involved.
It's all yours now.
Okay. Well, no, the issue on top of everybody's mind right now is water. I mean, we're talking about it every day in the newspaper. Major issue with where our water coming from. We're in the middle of the drought and what have you. And as I talked to people, I realized that a lot of people in Northern California don't have a clue where their water comes from. So we have with us as a special guest this morning, Pat Minturn, who is the Public Works Director for Shasta County, but also a lot of other things go on under Public Works, one of which is the Shasta County Water Agency. And Pat is, I know, an expert in water and what happens with it and where it goes and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you, Trish. Thanks for having me here.
Well, so tell us, where are we getting our water in Shasta County? You turn on the tap, where does it come from?
Well, water is just like land. It's location, location, location. Where do you get your water from? And here in Shasta County, we've got the Redding Groundwater Basin, but the only people that are really using it are Cottonwood and Anderson and a little bit of Redding. Most people pull out of the river or other surface water supplies because it's cheaper, and it's, historically it's been plenty of it. But it's your right. What right do you have to that piece of land? By the same token, what right do you have to that water and to take that water out of the river? And so most of the water districts here in California, in Shasta County anyway, are surface water rights, but we need to use more of that groundwater.
Okay, so out in Bella Vista, that's the big one in the headlines right now. We've got people getting notices that they're on a limit, and if you go over that limit, huge penalties. Where do they get their water?
Bella Vista is a relatively new district. They take their water out of the river mostly, and that's from the CVP project, so they're buying it from the feds. The feds built Shasta Dam. The feds store that water, release it. Bella Vista pulls it out of the river and delivers it to their customers. They've drilled a few wells, but they're almost entirely surface water. It'd be a lot better if they had a little more groundwater access.
Right now there seems to be a lot of water in the river. Seems like their feds are opening up the sluices because it's higher. The water in the river seems to be higher than I've ever seen it. I've only lived here 7 years. Would that affect the water for Bella Vista then?
Most of that isn't snowmelt runoff or natural runoff. What they've done is they've opened the valves, and they're delivering to their customers. And a lot of their customers are down the river. They're down in the Delta, and they're south of the Delta. They're in L.A. And so they're just delivering. You're just seeing the mail trucks of water going down the river to somebody else.
Well, I'll tell you, that's probably annoying if you live in Bella Vista. A $440 bill. How can that, you know, Pat, I know that you just explained it, but because they don't have any groundwater. And is that the whole reason?
Yeah, I understand the boundary of Bella Vista was more or less established where there wasn't groundwater because they figured groundwater would be available to users south of the 44. So Bella Vista is mostly north of the 44.
You know, these different water districts came about, and as you indicate, a lot of them came about because people couldn't drill individual wells because there wasn't access or good water. So they set up water districts to supply that water to them.
I heard Bella Vista didn't have a lot of wells out there. They didn't have good water. Is that true?
They've got good water where they drill their wells, but they have to drill their wells on the extreme southerly boundary. They need to get south of the State Highway 44, roughly, to get a decent well.
And if you don't live around there, then you are, would you say, out of luck?
Well, you're at the mercy of what you can get out of Shasta Dam and what the Bureau is willing to sell you and what Bella Vista can deliver.
Wow. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh. Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Lindebaugh tonight at 6 p.m. By the way, she wanted to pass on all of her thanks to all of those greetings yesterday for her birthday. There are flowers in our office right now, huge cards, notes and everything from people to, for her to call people and all these, plus all these things last night on Facebook and messages and cards. So she just really wants to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I'm here with Trish Clark, of course, Pat Mindern, and we're talking water. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-prorated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Creason's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Creason's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Creason's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Creason's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Creason's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, May the 21st. It's 60 degrees out there. It's going up to what, 90 today?
92.
92 today. So, you know what? If you've got like a little chip in your windshield and you put air conditioning on it, you can make that little chip into a crack 2 feet long, just like that. And what happens then? You take it down to Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst there can repair chips or cracks over 2 feet in length, and he guarantees his work. Nobody else in town can do that. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. And our guest today, Pat Minton.
Yes, Pat.
And we're talking water, and we get a lot of neat things on the break.
Yeah, well, one of the things we were talking about on the break, Pat, was the level at Shasta Lake and what pumping 8,000 CFS out was going to do to it.
Well, 8,000 CFS works out to 16,000 acre-feet a day. And so you figure the area of Shasta Lake, when it's full, is about 30,000. It's down quite a bit, so right now it's probably about 16,000 acres. So when you put out 16,000 acre-feet, you're probably going down about a foot a day. And it's only going to get worse as we get into the irrigation season.
Yeah, because we've only just started.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, Pat, what can people do? I mean, we already said we can't force it to rain. What do you think is going to happen this year? I mean, are we just going to, we see $440 water bills. At what point do the people just stop everything except for cooking and bathing? And I'm not too sure about bathing.
Well, a lot of your use is outdoors, and this year, all we can do is buckle down and make do with what we've got. Now, longer term, there's things you can do about drilling more wells. We've got a great groundwater basin here. Surface water is a long-range plan, building sites reservoir. These are 10, 20, 30-year plans. We can drill more wells in a few years, but this year we're stuck with what we've got. We've got what we made plans for.
And I just want to throw in one thing. We always have talked 20 years. It's going to take 20 years to solve this problem. And I want to remind everybody that 20 years ago I was on the Board of Supervisors and I was testifying down in Sacramento about this issue because we were in a, you know, we were having water problems, and that was exactly what everybody said. Oh, but that's going to take 10 years to do. That's going to take 20 years to do. And I just want to remind everybody that at some point we've got to just make up our mind what we're going to do and do it. Because 20 years ago, we'd have Sites Reservoir now. We'd have Cottonwood Creek because we were talking about that. We would have areas where we could store water. So at some point, we got to quit arguing about how we're going to share the one cup of water we've got and figure out how to get five cups.
Pat, is it a fair question to say is that somebody needs to take a lead in this in our county? Is it the Board of Supervisors? Is it individual homeowners? Somebody needs to say, let's get out here and start drilling wells.
It's the water purveyors to a large extent. Just like with property, it's the property owners. With water, we've grouped together into these water districts, and the water districts are the folks who have the water right, who hold it on behalf of the property owners. And so those are the folks that are dealing with the immediate problem. Longer term, it's the legislature that has to loosen up some on transfers, allow folks to move water around to where it needs to be. ACID transfers are not a bad thing. They're a prudent use of water. They've got a lot of water. They should put it to use. Let's use that groundwater.
And $570 an acre foot? Yeah, I guess so. They're going to build a museum down there. Okay, so it's the water district. People have given up their rights for their water if they belong in a water district. Is that what you said?
Well, it's more that they've gotten a right because the folks in Bella Vista, you say they don't have access to groundwater. They can't pull out of a creek. They don't live along a creek they can use. So they've banded together with everybody else and pulled water clear out of the river. If it wasn't for Bella Vista, they'd be dry parcels.
What's the status of the Redding Area Water Council?
Alive and kicking. We're going to meet on the 28th again. We're talking more about long-term goals, about what we really want to be. We formed back in 91, 92 after that drought. Loose association, and yet we're all members, and we're still at the table talking. And we accomplished our main goals. The Board of Supervisors adopted a groundwater export ordinance, which is in effect now, which ACID submitted application. They showed their documents that they could bear the groundwater basin could bear it, that they're replacing. So we've got a mechanism in place here in the Redding Area Water Council.
Back up just a bit, Pat. And export, what does that say?
What that says is because ACID is such a great recharger of the groundwater basin that they have a right to pump some of that back out and to sell it to their customers and also to sell it to folks down the river.
But in order to pump water out of Shasta County, you have to go through that process. You can't just do it because of the board's policy.
Correct.
Now, can a private company do that?
If they can document
it costs them money, though, right?
They have to document that they're recharging the groundwater basin. Mm-hmm. So if you just buy a 5-acre parcel and drill a big well and start pumping, we're going to come knock on your door and we're going to have some things to talk about.
Okay. And I understand, though, if it's different, like for the city of Anderson to pump out water, but if you had like a foundation or somebody else that owned lots of water, that if they were doing it, they'd have to pay a tax on it.
It's not a tax. It's a permit.
A permit. So, but it's like 50% of what they...
It's not a fee. It's a discretionary permit. Just like if you're doing a subdivision, the Redding Area Water Council Board of Supervisors, if it's in the unincorporated area, weighs in and decides whether or not that's a good idea.
Okay, even if it's your own, if it's water underneath your land.
Well, if it's water underneath your land and you're pumping to use it on that land, you're fine.
Then it's
Nobody's going to bother you.
Just but, you're
if you're exporting, if you're exporting it out of the district, or even in another part of the district, that has to go in. It has to be approved at some level.
It's out of the county.
If it's out of the county.
So if it's within, okay, and the reason I'm asking that is that we've had these horror stories where people pumped out all their groundwater, a lot of their groundwater, and the salt water comes in and takes its place down in Southern California. So, and when we heard people pumping out from acid and selling water, is there a danger of, so you all are the ones, or acid controls how much water leaks?
Well, now, is acid pumping water out of the ground and selling it, or are they using their surface water?
It's what's called a groundwater substitution transfer. They are pumping out of the ground to meet the needs of their customers, and that allows them to relax their draw on the river and allow a little more of their water right to flow down the river, and it's that water right that's actually being sold elsewhere.
Okay, so that water just... So, okay, see, the Sacramento, the stuff they could be pulling out of the sack just keeps going. And then somebody that they've bought this, that bought these rights somewhere down there.
Yeah, it's not like they're taking the water, putting it in a truck, and shipping it somewhere.
I understand that. I was just wondering how they did it, Bob. But that was why I was wondering how they did it. So, okay. So Bella Vista, who has been getting water at horrible rates, of course, being sold to them like that, is a, they have no other way of getting water.
They have no right, just like a property owner that has no they own what they own, and they do not own beyond. And it's not easy to acquire 10 feet from your neighbor in the same way it's not easy to acquire 10 acre feet in a year like this.
And, there's throughout Shasta County, there's all kinds of areas that have a real temperamental water system delivery. Up in Shingletown and that area up there, they're in that earthquake area, alluvial water layers or whatever. And their water is very sketchy. You can drill and get a well, and 10 feet away you can drill and not get a well or water. So it's very complicated.
Right. Okay. I'm just answering questions over here too. Well, this is interesting. We need to have Pat come back and talk about this, because you know what I'd like to see is. Okay, I understand about it's the acid and this water purveyors doing this, but so there's nothing there that somebody can. So the organization you have, is that kind of taking the lead to say, okay, we need more wells drilled?
Yes.
You guys are advocating that. So you're looking at down the road here saying, okay, we need to start drilling wells now. If you start drilling wells now, I mean, you can get them done in a day.
A year.
You got to go through the environmental process to get there.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You can't just go out and drill a great big well.
Is there, well...
And these are big wells.
Okay, so these are the big wells we're talking about. But for individuals, they can go out and get them a lot easier than that.
Yes.
So how long does it take if acid or somebody says, okay, we want to drill a well because we're going to need them? How long does that take, really?
That's probably a one-year process. By the time you drill an 800-foot-deep well, you've got to enter into contracts, you've got to develop the well, and then you've got to plumb it into your system. It's a one-year operation.
Bear in mind, you've got to educate the population as you're going through this process, because the people down in the South County are, to say the least, very upset with acid, because they feel like all those wells that they're drilling are going to impact their groundwater and their wells. And they're very concerned about it. People down in Cottonwood, all the way around the basin or down there. And a lot of them, when I start talking to them about the Redding Area Water Basin and the fact that we sit over the in that area, we're over the main part of it, and that probably because acid does recharge with their system and how they're delivering through the irrigation, that the impact they're having probably isn't going to impact the people in the South County's wells.
Absolutely. Very minor impact.
But they don't get that. Well, they don't understand it. So we need some education.
How fast do we recharge our areas here? I mean, if you sucked out a foot of water, how long does it take to recharge?
Generally, as soon as it rains, you're going to be recharged. If you pull out, the ACID is pulling out roughly 3,000 acre feet in this pull, and that'll recharge as soon as the winter rains come. As soon as the summer's over, but the total volume that's discharging out of the basin into creeks and rivers is on the order of 1 million acre feet a year. So we're what's called gaining rivers. The water is coming out even in the summer. Even now, water is coming out into the Sacramento River out of the ground. That's water that could be intercepted with these wells, could be pulled out in the middle of the summer and put to beneficial use. And it's ours up here, even though once it gets in the river, then it belongs to the base flow of the river and somebody else can claim it. But as the folks in the upstream end of the basin, we should use that water and grab it now.
How do we do that?
We drill wells.
Drill wells. Okay, so that's what we have to do. We have to drill wells. So this time next year, we could not, and if the drought goes on, because sometimes they say these droughts can go on for 7, 8, 10 years, we should have some wells drilled by next year.
Well, wells have been drilled over the last 20 years with the Redding Area Water Council. That's led to the city of Redding drilling wells. Every couple of years, they've drilled a well. Bella Vista's drilled some wells. Clear Creek should be drilling wells. Bella Vista should be drilling more wells. We would like to see that. It's an investment. You're looking at maybe $1 million to build one of those big municipal wells.
One of the big wells.
And the reason Acid has money to drill wells is because they're selling water at 500 acre feet.
Well, they're making $1 million every time they sell it.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Pat Minturn. There's a lot of other things we could talk about with Pat, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What other things do you do, Pat?
Roads, county road maintenance, county surveyor. We're going to build a new jail.
Buildings and grounds, solid waste, Fall River Mills Airport, French Gulch Park, Hat Creek Park, Ball Spring Boat Ramp, all those things.
Tell me this isn't one of those things if you eat, breathe, or...
No, that's the other department.
Okay.
Pat's a good guy.
I know. I've heard a lot of great things about you, Pat, by the way. Not just from Trish, from other people. So I'm really glad you're out there watching out for us. Next time we come in, I'd like to talk about some of the other aspects of it. We'll get some more time in here for an hour, and we can talk about the different projects that are going on, the new jail. And I've got a couple of questions for you about that, too. Anyway, Pat Minturn, who is here, thank you so much for joining us, for starting to clear up a little bit, because I understand the water process a lot better now and realizes that this is not going to go away. People are going to have to start drilling wells, so now you got to figure out how to do it. It takes a year to get them going, so this is the time to do it.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks for coming in, Pat.
Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Mal's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil and 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bach and Trish Clark.
Good morning. It's 60 degrees out there.
Going to get up to 92 today.
Yeah, it is.
Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bach tonight. She's got a former lobbyist coming in today, tonight, and plus her regular brand of insanity that she does. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, Linda wants estate jewelry. She goes to Hilltop. I mean, she goes to Four Winds Jewelry. Other people that were in here the other day, we all go. They all go to Four Winds Jewelry because and Trish goes to Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely, if you're not too many diamonds or too many guns.
That's right. If you don't go to Four Winds Jewelry, you are not part of what's happening here in Redding. Give them a call at 222-2750 or stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard is going to give you a great deal. If he doesn't have it.
You'll find it.
Within a week, he'll have it. I tell you what, he's got conduits all over the world. Leonard and Associates, Four Winds Jewelry, great people there. Honest people. Okay, let's go to the phones. And our guest is Sam Paredes, the director, president of Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you good folks doing today?
We're doing fine. Sam, are you cheerful today for any good reason? I mean, is there something happened, like they've just, you know, that they just shut down Sacramento or something like that? Or?
Oh, golly. You're bringing a smile to my face just thinking about that happening. But unfortunately, the reality is that Sacramento is in full operation with all pistons firing, and they're doing everything they can to wreck just about everything in public life that you can imagine. So, but on the gun side, we do have some very positive things that have been happening, and there's a whole lot of confusion going on amongst the public as to where we are with regards to the courts, starting with the most recent court decision down in San Diego, in Peruta versus San Diego, and if California has actually gone to a shall-issue state. Well, here's the brief rundown. The court ruled that California's concealed weapons laws were unconstitutional because all you need as an excuse is a desire for self-defense or personal protection. You don't need anything other than that in order to exercise your right and to get a concealed weapons permit. That kind of turned California upside down. Well, the sheriff of San Diego did not want to challenge that decision and asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to take it to a en banc ruling of a hearing of 11 judges instead of the 3 that came down with the decision. But then our illustrious Attorney General finally stuck her nose into the fight and asked the court to consider her request. Well, the court then turned around and asked both sides of this issue, should the court accept the Attorney General's request? Not whether, just whether she had standing. So both sides wrote opinions and said, one side said no, the attorney don't have standing, the other side said yes. Now the court gets to decide whether she does have standing. And then if she has standing, the court can say the next decision it makes, okay, she has standing. Now we get to consider her request whether to go to en banc or not. So it's kind of like baby steps all the way through the process.
Sam, I'm not clear. What was her request?
The request was that the ruling of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that was put out by a three-judge panel that was an amazing document in defense of the Second Amendment, whether the court should set that ruling aside and have 11 judges out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals hear the case and come out with a ruling, in which case they could uphold the three-judge ruling or they can go another direction. Now, we know that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is one of the most liberal appellate courts in the whole country, and we were blessed enough because when they make the selection of judges to hear a case, it's done at random, and we just happen to have three of the most solid judges that you can come up with, one appointed by President Reagan, one by President Ford, and one by President Clinton, and he was the one that was on the, you know, he did not like the ruling, so it was a 2-1 ruling. But if they go with 11 judges, the probabilities we're going to have some awfully left wing judges ruling on that case. So we're still kind of in limbo. And recently there was a big Supreme Court issue whether the Supreme Court of the United States was going to accept the Drake versus Derigian case, which was a similar case to this one here in California, coming out of New Jersey. But the court, to everybody's surprise, decided not to take the ruling. And we don't know why. We can only speculate that either the defenders of the Second Amendment within the court might have lost one vote, in which case they don't want to hear a case because they don't want to lose what they gained in Heller and McDonald, the ones that ruled the Second Amendment an individual right, or the court wants to wait to see what happens in California and let that play out all the way before they take a case. And the final possibility is that the court is tired of hearing the same people bring cases to them on this issue and want some new blood to bring the issue before the Supreme Court. So lots of things going on, very positive stuff, but like most things that are important and worth having, we have to wait and be patient. I hate that.
Well, patience is not any of our long suits, certainly not mine.
Well, you know, I just is a, okay, so I guess we are very fortunate to live in a place like Shasta County, where right now there's a backup for people to get interviews till September because we're putting a lot of people through the concealed carry courses.
Yeah.
You know, where people can actually go through a course and then own a pistol and have a concealed carry license.
So what? So what I'm hearing you say, Sam, that the rest of the counties up and down the state, you're still not able to get a concealed weapon permit based on this new.
No, we actually have quite a few counties that are shall issue type policies. Especially there in Shasta County, you are blessed with our Sheriff of the Year, Tom Basenko. Gun Owners of California designated him the Sheriff of the Year because of his leadership within the California state. Yes.
When did this happen?
We did that at our fundraising event about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
And he's the leader of the Second Amendment Sheriffs in the Sheriff's Association. He's the one who contacts the legislature more than any other sheriff on any issue.
He was down there with the governor this week with a bunch of sheriffs talking about AB 109 and the impact it's had on everybody around here.
He's been awesome. We made him an honorary life member of Gun Owners of California because of his, you know, his leadership, and we're very happy to see that he was unchallenged in his election. And Shasta County, whether you know it or not, you have got a real jewel in Sheriff Basenko, and he not only protects you folks against criminals as best he can as a sheriff, he protects your rights down in Sacramento as the legislature tries to abridge your rights. He's really quite a leader. So we're just ecstatic to be working with Sheriff Basenko and all of the things that he's done. And there are other sheriffs throughout the state. The sad thing is that the sheriffs in some of the major counties, those that represent more than 50% of the population of California do not believe in the Second Amendment and will not issue CCWs and deny rights to law-abiding citizens. And and those are the places that we have to be fighting in, like San Diego County. Even though Sheriff Gore was slapped in the slapped on the face by the court and said, you have to issue CCWs, he has made it public that he's going to wait and see what happens. He is issuing applications, but he is not issuing any CCWs until the court comes up with a final decision. So,
all right. Hey, our guest is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California, the director. Is director or president? Which one, my friend?
Executive director.
Executive director of Gun Owners of California. We're going to take a break here, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Home Helpers, caring for Redding's area family since 2004. That's right, their 10th year anniversary. And we're celebrating that next Wednesday. And you can check them out at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. All caregivers there are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. You're not going to get that off Craigslist, my friends. Who do you want to be taking care of your mom or your loved ones? You want somebody that you don't know who they are, and you come in there one day and, you know, mom's in the closet and they've thrown her a potato? Or do you want somebody that's going to take care of them, like Redding Home Helpers, like Home Helpers and Sharon Clark? Now, give her a call because you get a free in-home consultation. 226-8350. We'll be right back.
A potato?
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Avarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, security and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Vastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Vastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Vastiani Arms. Join the revolution. It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Hey, you know, this weekend we got the Strawberry Festival, Saturday, May the 24th. Head on down to the Happy Valley 4-H Club, and they're going to be in here tomorrow with, by the way, bringing in their 12 pounds of strawberry shortcake.
See? Oh.
Oh, yeah, it is bad.
Everybody's got to go.
You know what? Everybody does. You know, it's free admission and free off-street parking, Happy Valley Elementary School. No dogs or smoking on school grounds. Advanced tickets to the Country Market, Valley Market, and Happy Stop. This is a great time. Great time down there. So
breakfast and lunch.
That's right. Pancake breakfast at 7 a.m. Festival from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Strawberry served 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or until gone.
And Sometimes that's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you need to get there early.
Hey, you know how hot it is going to be today, 92. It's not going to get any better. Now, Alliance Heating and Air has got an offer for everybody. The first day it officially hits 100 degrees in the city of Reading, you give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. They will donate $100 to your favorite charity. They will donate $100 to your favorite charity the first day. All you have to do when it hits 100 that day, boom, give them a call. 221-2642. And Alliance Heating Air will do that. Now, they will also fix or repair any make or model of air conditioner. And, my friends, you're going to need it. They are outstanding. Martin and his people are just outstanding. We've had nothing but great things to say about them. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, is our guest. Okay, Sam, is there any truth to the rumor that Senator Leland Yee shot his way out of prison? Oh, no. Was that the wrong terminology to use? Use one of those shoulder-fired missiles to... You know what? I'm sorry, Mr. Yee, but I can't help but laugh that here's a guy that's taken away the gun rights of veterans who have never even had a parking ticket, and you're selling shoulder-fired weapons you're getting from terrorists. What is this?
Well, Carl, you know,
you've left him speechless.
Yeah. Chortling about this?
No, you're not. Absolutely not. When a public leader of that stature, who has been a vocal advocate of infringing on the rights of every law-abiding citizen in the state of California, ends up being a gun runner...
exactly. Call it like it is.
This is like an old movie. I love it.
Yeah, all the chortling and ribbing that we can give him. I mean, the internet is ripe with all kinds of neat posters of making fun of Senator Yee and what he has done. And the reality is, it's a very, very sad thing.
It is
that power has corrupted some people and leaders like Senator Yee and
Eric Holder and the president who were running guns before and didn't get caught.
Well, no, they did get caught. The problem is nobody's going to. When the chief district attorney of the United States gets caught running weapons, who's going to prosecute him? Not him.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Yeah. Hey, Sam, what are some things that we need to keep our eyes on here?
Well, a couple of things. And first of all, everybody should. You know, we've got an election coming up. Everybody should participate in that. In your neck of the woods, in your listening audience, those decisions are pretty clear. You've got options of solid people. So the elections are important. The legislature, they seem to have lost a little bit of drive in running gun control bills. They've got a couple, and they're kind of minor bills. but they've lost a little bit of momentum thanks to Senator Yee. We need to be paying attention to what's going to be happening in the courts because another issue has come up. The city of Sunnyvale in the Bay Area, they had a referendum in order to ban so-called high-capacity magazines that were legally possessed by people. All of those that were grandfathered in, and there were literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, and they made it illegal. But they don't understand that we live in a representative republic, a constitutional republic, and even with a vote of the citizenry, you can't vote away constitutional rights. So there's a court case that's been filed, led by Chuck Michelle and the National Rifle Association. Sheriff Busenko is the leader of a group of sheriffs that are writing an amicus brief in support of the lawsuit to overturn that. And that is a very important issue because this will go to the Supreme Court. This is a very important issue that can go all the way up, especially because it's not a criminal matter that has to be decided. It's a matter that was voted in by the people. And we, Gun Owners of California, in conjunction with some other folks, will be writing amicus briefs in support of that with the courts here in California and then ultimately all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. And for folks, if you want to be involved, you've got to be a member of an organization that's in the fight. If you're involved with a local gun club, make sure your gun club is supporting NRA. And Gun Owners of California and California Rifle and Pistol Association. If you're not a member of a gun club, go on the internet and you know, Google Gun Owners of California. Be a part of the process. You know, the cost of a box of ammunition every year will help us to fight these lawsuits, will help us to fight in the legislature, will help us to elect pro-gun people in the other end of the state where they seem to have a problem with understanding the Constitution, unlike most of Northern California where Free Fire Radio is heard. So,
Sam, let me just jump in. I want to just reiterate what you just said. Those organizations that you named, there isn't any reason in the world that anybody who values their Second Amendment rights is not a member of all three of those organizations that you named. We're talking not a great amount of money. We're not talking $100 to belong to these organizations.
No,
they're minimal fees, but they make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Any amount is actually helpful, even if it's less than the stated, you know, recommended membership amount. Because if we get tens of thousands of people to do that, then we have the resources to fight. And we do have the support of people, and that's why we are engaged. But with more people, we can carry the fight harder and longer
and
gain victories.
It's not going to go away. Bloomberg's throwing in $50 million here for doing grassroots type of stuff. And,
That's correct.
And you know what? Here's a guy who is a total fascist, who is trying to, you know, the way he wants to impose his will, take away, carbonated drinks from people, you know, all these other things he has his plans. So now he wants to take away people's guns, the right to own a firearm. And this right here is something that, you know, I mean, people, when I hear things like the Second Amendment doesn't guarantee you that, I'm sorry, it doesn't. You know, and but they believe this, or they don't know. And when I see these things where somebody goes out on the street, and you know, albeit it's in a humorous way, but they say, we're going to take everybody's firearms away from them as under this because we don't believe the Second Amendment, and people are agreeing with this, and we're going to lock up people who have guns. Oh yeah, okay, that's fine. I mean, these are people that are just absolutely blank in the head, but they. But they'll just go along with this stuff.
But the way we make a difference again.
We got one minute, Sam. Give us a little pep talk here.
Well, you know what? The future does look bright. We are one major decision away in the United States Supreme Court that will allow us to overturn many of the unconstitutional laws we have in the state of California. Everybody needs to be involved, not only on guns, but all our constitutional rights. You got to continue to listen to Free Fire Radio and all of the liberty and freedom issues that you folks bring up. We thank you for using the First Amendment and helping us to protect the Second Amendment. So God bless you folks. Have an amazing Memorial Day weekend. Remember all of those who gave everything they had to protect our rights.
There you go.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks,
great
a lot,
wrap
Sam.
Up, Sam.
Yeah,
thank you very
it
much.
Is. All right, Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Hey, when we come back, we've got Gene King, heads up Executive Director of One Safe Place, and Mark Palicki from Sierra Pacific International. We're going to be here talking about One Safe Place and where it's going to, and you know, the and some help that they're receiving. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, more talk radio shows, more local talk radio shows than any other place in California. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Even as President Obama vows to get to the bottom of alleged abuses in the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, some experts say the problems there could be a sign of things to come for the whole nation under Obamacare. SRN News Military Affairs Analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis.
This is evidence of a bureaucracy run amok. It's a warning, I think, to all of us about the dangers associated with a single payer health care system.
The investigation prompted by allegations of treatment delays and preventable deaths at VA hospitals. A Southern California man has been arrested on suspicion of kidnapping a 15-year-old girl and holding her captive for 10 years. Former kidnapped victim Elizabeth Smart appearing on NBC's Today Show explaining why people should not ask the question why the victim didn't try harder to get away over that 10-year span.
It's really important that we don't ask that question, because all the survivor hears is, well, you should have done something, and it's your fault you were gone so long. And that's what they do not need to be hearing right now.
The woman told police a man sexually assaulted her, forcing into marriage and then fathering a child with her. Also at SRNews.com, a new virus is plaguing people who travel to the Caribbean, but you won't catch it from another person, according to the CDC's Dr. Roger Nashi.
This virus isn't communicable from person to person. It's transmitted by mosquitoes.
They seem to grow everything bigger in Texas. Well, even the cities there are growing faster than in most places. San Marcos, Texas Mayor Daniel Guerrero says the people of his city take pride in their community.
A beautified downtown that we've been investing in heavily over the last few years. Certainly the presence of Texas State University and the growth of the university as the fifth largest university in the state.
The Texas cities of San Marcos, Frisco, and Cedar Park ranked number 1, 2, and 4 on the list. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked, top-quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstocked flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous, pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstocked flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 20th.
President Obama has dispatched 80 U.S. troops to Chad to help locate more than 200 girls kidnapped in Nigeria. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a letter to the House Speaker and to the Senate, the President notified lawmakers about the steps underway to assist in the return of the abducted girls. Mr. Obama said the service members will help with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft for missions over northern Nigeria. He said the force will stay in Chad until its support is no longer necessary. The girls were kidnapped last month by Islamic extremists. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Authorities say a California woman is in custody after her three young daughters were found stabbed to death.
They were met by family members who told the deputies that a mother had killed her children. The deputies made entry into that residence where they located the three juvenile victims.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff's spokesman Deputy Tony Moore, who says responding deputies found a heartbreaking scene. This is SRN News. One gauge designed to predict the economy's future health posted a solid gain in April. Here's SRN's Jeremy House.
The conference board says its index of leading indicators went up 0.4% last month, following an upwardly revised 1% gain in March. The strength in April was paced by improving housing and financial market conditions. According to board economist Ken Goldstein, stronger spending by consumers and higher business investment should bolster growth in the coming months.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Stocks moderately higher in early trading after the government reported a rise in the number of people seeking unemployment benefits. The National Association of Realtors says sales went up 1.3% from March to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.65 million units last month. Average U.S. rates on fixed mortgages fell this week for the fourth straight week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year loan declined to 4.14%. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Good morning. It's great to be here on Thursday
Trish
morning.
Trish is always with me on Thursdays.
I love Thursday mornings.
You're a great partner here. 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, May the 22nd. Linda would like to pass on to everybody, if you didn't hear it in the first hour, all of her love and thanks for her, all the birthday acknowledgments. And, you know, everybody, people calling in singing, it was so hilarious. You know, I mean, they were singing different songs and all these things are, you know, I mean, people, we still don't know who some of the people are that sang. And then she's got flowers in the offices and all these other things going on. It was great.
With the new media, the availability to get out the birthday greetings are marvelous.
They are.
Through Facebook and all those things.
That's right.
The one good thing I can see about that.
Well, that's one. Hey, okay, let's head to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 17 points at 16,550. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1893. And the NASDAQ is up 19 at 4151. Active stocks today include Best Buy Company up $1.30 at $26.65, and Bank of America up 5 cents at $14.66. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is down 56 cents at $85.54, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 4 cents at $44.33. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 2.55%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is trading down 4 cents at $104.03. Gold is trading up $9.80 at $1,298.10. And silver is up 22 cents at $19.56. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708 808 908 right here. And you know, the Wells Fargo Advisors are your friends, your neighbors, but they are experts in what they're doing with investments. You want financial freedom, you want to know what to do with your IRAs, with your investments, give them a call, 243-7561, and then stop on by their offices on Park Marina Drive.
And it's
Wells Fargo Advisors. I get to finish that. Well, see, I always finish with the name.
Wells Fargo Advisors. And I stepped on it.
It's okay.
It's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. It's mostly sunny with a high near 92 degrees today. Don't make me laugh. Okay, so it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 63 tonight, mostly sunny on Friday with a high near 92, going up into the mid-90s over the weekend. It's going to be a hot, sunny weekend, and the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts, and we can reach them at 365-3783.
93. I was moving.
He took my cheat sheet away as I was speaking.
Hey, you know what? There's some things happening on Monday. I just want to remind everybody, and we'll be talking about it. On Sunday, though, at the Cascade Theater, and I've been sending this out to everybody, and I hope everybody's sharing it with their friends. If you remember 2 years ago, in 2010, there was a really stirring documentary, Academy Award nominated, called Restrepo, the story of a battle of a combat outpost in Afghanistan, and it followed those young men in that battle out there. One of the young men, one of the soldiers there, was a guy, was a kid named Tad Donahoe Jr., who is lives in Reading. His family lives in Reading. He came back for that movie. We had the Cascade was just packed to the rafters. We had a question and answer period with Tad, and then it was a powerful movie. After that, one of the co-producers of the movie, co-directors or producers of it, was killed in Syria, doing trying to follow the war there. Younger, who is the director of the film, then did a follow-up of Restrepo called Kornigal, which is the valley they fought in Afghanistan. And he went back and took a lot of the unused footage from Restrepo, but then talked to the soldiers who had been there and the effect of war on them. It's a powerful movie. It's going to be playing at the Cascade Theater this Sunday at 2 p.m., and Tad Donahoe Jr. is back. He's back in town going to school. He will also answer questions. It'll be just like last time. I have the honor to emcee this, or at least be the moderator for this. So I would urge everybody to come on down and look at this. If you've got questions about what war can do to our young people, and because you're going to see different viewpoints, anything from I beg God every day to forgive me, to I'd go back tomorrow. So this will be this is Sunday at the Cascade Theater. Do yourself a favor, go to the Cascade Theater website and buy the tickets now. They go from $16 to $20. $4 of every one of these goes to help those that who lost loved ones in the war over there. Okay. Also, now on Monday, they have so many things going on Memorial Day at 11 a.m. At Reading Memorial Park. There'll be services there. Of course, at IGO at 5:55 that evening, there'll be a ceremonies. And also in Anderson at the Anderson Cemetery.
Avenue of the Flags. At the
Avenue
Anderson
of the Flags. And I've been honored to speak there. And
yeah,
I'll be
it's
back
a great
again.
Ceremony.
And so that's also at 11 o'clock on Monday. All right.
Lots going on this weekend and then
so
next week. And,
so
the big thing is Memorial Day weekend and remembering exactly what Memorial Day weekend is about.
Why we're doing that. That's right. And, of course, on the 30th, they're having down at the Veterans Grove. At the Civic Center when Memorial Day truly is. Hey, you know what? We're honored to have some people in here today. Gene King, who is the executive director, the head poobah of One Safe Place.
Good morning, Carl. I love that introduction.
Do you like that?
I do. That's good.
Head poobah.
Head poobah. We also have Mark Palicki, who is the, I guess, public affairs, the media guy. You do all types of stuff, though, too.
Yeah, lots of things.
Good
morning,
from Sierra Pacific.
From Sierra Pacific. And there's this, they've gotten to know each other over the last couple of weeks here,
we all have.
So, but you know what? We want to start off, and Trish, you had a really good point here out during the break is, we need to talk about One Safe Place, where it started, why, where are we at right now, and those, and things like that. Because a lot of times people, just aren't really clear on those. So.
Yes, thank you. First of all, before we start, I want to let you know that part of our client services, we've just added an office for veterans, for current military and for veterans who need help from either sexual assault in the current active military or as veterans who've come back with PTSD and have had family problems as a result. So I just want to add that part to
family problems from PTSD.
Right. We have a couple people here with the reserves and through state veterans that are specifically trained to work with that.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's outstanding because there's several other agencies out there that are out there to help, too. I hope that all of you are talking to each other.
We have. That's okay. The only way we do it. So just a bottom line for how we expand our services and what we do is through partnerships.
Okay.
So where did One Safe Place?
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. We're going to take it a little bit early. That gives us more time to talk on the other side.
Okay.
Our guest is Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Mark Palicki, Sierra Pacific International. Trish Clark is here with me. And we're going to take a quick break. But before we do that, I want to remind remind everybody that we've got a Marine that's been arrested in Mexico, and that he made
a wrong turn.
Once he made the left turn in San Diego, he could not turn around. It was cement. So he goes down to the border in Tijuana and says, "Hey, look, I got to turn around. I have guns in my car." They arrest him. He is still there, and we cannot get him out of jail. And it's been a week, so please give Doug LaMalfa a call, give Barbara Boxer a call, give Dianne Feinstein a call. His lawyer, they're not even talking to his lawyer. It was a mistake. It showed how it happened, and anybody could do this. You make that left turn, you can't turn around. So you've got to go to Mexico. And when you do, the Heartbreak Hotel, once you can check in, but you can't check out. Yeah, okay, anyway, we'll be right back.
And I will.
You can check out any time.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
From the Academy Award-nominated director of Restrepo, a very different look at the experience of war.
I'm not doing this for recognition from my country. I'm not doing this so that somebody goes, wow, except for those guys to my left and my right. That's what it's about. Those guys are what it's about.
The same men, the same valley. Corin Gall, Sunday at the Cascade Theater, 2 p.m. Tickets on sale at cascadetheater.org or at the box office. All proceeds go to TAPS, caring for the families of the fallen.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Great job, Bob. Great job on that one for Corner Gall and what's happening that we were just talking about. Trish Clark is here with me today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. They've got some in stock right now, Psycho 7 Cigars, which received 90 points in the Cuban Aficionado magazine. Also, for Father's Day, everybody should know that with the purchase of a Zippo lighter or a humidor, they can get into a drawing for a Zippo man's watch. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, discounts for veterans. Veterans are always honored at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Sierra Pacific is here with us this morning,
Mark
as
Palicki?
Well as One Safe Place.
Gene King. Okay.
Gene King.
Now,
thank you.
Where did we start with One Safe Place? Because it hasn't always been One Safe
no,
Place.
No, it was started in the late 70s, early 80s as the, I think it was Shasta County Women's Refuge at that time. Over the years, they changed it to Shasta Women's Refuge. They took out the county. And when I came in 3 years ago, it was still Shasta Women's Refuge. But a year later, we merged with the Family Justice Center that was here in town. So for a year, we were Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. But that got to be a mouthful when people were answering the phone. We even had a victim come in and say, can't you just say something simple? I cannot remember all that. So we knew that wouldn't work. We did some focus groups in Reading with our staff, our board members, and decided to change our name. And we came up after really a long, thoughtful period with One Safe Place because we felt that really represented what we do, that we do more than intimate partner family violence. We work with child abuse, elder abuse, all sorts of other things that really are part of this issue. So a year ago, June, we changed.
That long.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's, if you think of in other ways, we were Shasta Women's Refuge for 35 years. We changed our name last June. We had made a pretty big deal about it, and we have been accepted. That has been well received. I was worried about people who'd been around for a while coming in saying, you know, you're ruining our history, and also it hasn't happened. I think the spirit of what we want to do and create is one safe place and a one safe community. That's really what we're trying to do and say by the name change.
And I think it's important people know this is not just for women, too.
That's a big deal. And to tell you, there's a number of areas we are making changes that are not done in other places. First of all, we're the only one in the nation to combine with a Family Justice Center, able to double the services that we have and the clients we now see. We also have always welcomed men, but of course, when you say the Shasta Women's Refuge, that's not very welcoming to men. So when we've changed to One Safe Place, we saw about 8% of the people we saw were men, and now it's nearly 20.
And the important part of all of that coordination is that instead of having several people do a little bit of what it takes to make somebody whole again, mm-hmm. you've got it all in one place with all these different agencies doing their piece under one place where that person can go in and get everything they need in one spot. And that's huge.
You cannot imagine unless you're there at the center to see what happens with that exact thing. Instead of having to go see a lawyer in a different place, go get a restraining order in another place, if they're in a tribal, going to another place. Those are all located right in our offices. Now, we some pay rent, some don't. The most important thing, though, is for us to gain those partners because then we don't have to expand our services and we're not duplicating services.
The duplication of services mm-hmm. wastes dollars that are valuable in the community,
right.
And if you can put it all in one place.
Too bad no. We can't do that with other services here in town.
It works
for the organization. Mm-hmm. It works for our tax mm-hmm. dollars, mm-hmm. and it works for the client. It works for the person that we're trying to help.
Yeah. And we really do try to have this as a feel like a home. There's been a kind of a traditional attitude of when women are in crisis that you keep them over there and be careful what you say, at least in how it's been treated. Don't, you know, they're in a different category. What we learned with some recent research was that the interview was with advocates and with clients. And what they learned was that advocates thought that this was the most important thing in that woman's life, this being abused. And what the client said is that was just a part of their everyday, what they had to deal with, because they had children. They had to cook meals. They
bills.
Had to go bills,
yeah.
all the things.
Yeah.
And, you know, forever it's been this, what we're doing for clients is the most important thing in the world and all this. And that just kind of changed at least my whole philosophy in working with my staff is we have to look at this real, you know, what it is for real. And that's what we work on. That's what we partner. And that's why the concept of the Family Justice Center, they're the ones that brought that in. And so our law enforcement are involved. They come over and have tours. They work very closely with us. It's just changed how we're able to serve clients and be part of the community.
And the most important part is that because of getting all those people together, I lost that word, we've also been able to not just use taxpayers' monies to make this work.
Absolutely.
We have partners from the outside, from the private entrepreneurs, the businesses within our community.
In fact, the grants that we have received, we certainly want all the grant money that we can get, and that comes from actually the federal government, Department of Justice. About half of that money, most of the money we get isn't really from tax dollars. It comes from fees paid by criminals.
And fees, fees paid by criminals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
When there's fines within the court system.
There are fines within the court system. They're fined. They can either go to jail lots of times or pay a fine. And the fines, for most people, they'd rather go to jail because they don't have the money to pay the fines. But they still will pay into that over the time because that that frees them from being put back in jail if they don't meet their payment and such.
Okay.
So there's billions in this fund.
Really?
There's billions in this fund. And part of that is designated by the federal government for helping
oh, this is a nationwide thing.
This is a nationwide, and that's part of our grants.
Okay.
If you look at it, the court system and the way the fines and forfeitures are set up, there's different monies built into that that go for different things. One of them is abuse, and it's built in at the federal level.
So one I just want to say about when you say taxpayers' money, actually most of our funds don't come from taxpayer money, although they are federal grants. So the rest, what we made a decision about 3 years ago when I came in, because of the nature of grants, you lose them, you get them, you get them, you do a great program, and the next year they take the money away.
Yeah. And they give you money for
something else.
You're constantly changing your focus.
Yeah, and there's no relation to how good the program functioned or how what you did is success.
And you can't plan with
you can't
that. You can't plan what kind of 5-year plan can you make?
Precisely. So what our board of directors as a strategic long-range pull goal was that instead of being 80% grants, what it was at the time, and 20% through our fundraising, that we were going to put in a fundraising department, get that started so that we'd change our percentage. We're going to certainly ask for every grant we can get, but that what our income is 80% donations, foundations, and such like that, and 20% from grants from government, so that we have the capability of determining ourselves what we think is best for Shasta County.
Yeah, determine your own future.
Mm-hmm. And the businesses in Shasta County then can put their money into something that stays local, they can see the benefits of, and helps the citizens that their businesses are trying to employ and be a part of.
Well, and for the businesses, it's a big deal because a lot of employees are abused or abusers. If they have an abused person there, they're going to miss work. They're sick. They've been beat up. They go to the hospital, all sorts of things. And 74% of those have abusers coming into their business and affecting the business and are losing their jobs.
So it's all part of the community.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if they're being abused in the at home, and then so they're going to follow them to work.
They do.
And
74%.
70. So 3 out of every 4 people that are being abused, whether it's man or woman, their abuser is going to come into work,
and that affects the work. They lose their jobs. So lots of companies.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this whole thing is so fascinating. The more you see how it winds through our lives, and not just the lives of that family over there that has a problem.
And then it gets into the kids, and then it gets into the school system. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that you want to try and break this. You know, you want to try and break the cycle, but you got to start in preschool.
Well, the second priority that we changed was about prevention. that we can do the job we're doing now with helping people come in and get services and change their lives. But this begins in childhood. It's a generational thing, and it actually starts as an infant or even in utero, changing the brain itself. So if we don't stop it as little children, if we don't make the emphasis there and really cut out child abuse, they grow up with a change in their
brain.
In their brain, mm-hmm. that actually acts much like an addict. So when a woman becomes there, she gravitates toward that type of behavior because that's what she's learned and it's built in. And I liken it a lot to an alcoholic having same of those kinds of things. But when we talk about an alcoholic and getting older, we say he or she fell off the wagon. They're going to get back on the wagon. When a woman goes back and gets in a relationship, she's criticized, she's ridiculed, she's ashamed. And we got to stop treating it that way. We got to treat it as getting back on the wagon again. They made one good attempt, didn't quite work, but we're going to support them for every time they make an attempt.
Because it takes 7 times, isn't it? Something like this.
It's an average of 7 times
till they can finally break loose,
right?
Man or woman,
right?
And let's clear up one other thing because mm-hmm. we have an image in our community that this kind of action and things are only happening in our low income, lower population, mm-hmm. and that is so wrong.
That is so wrong.
We have very affluent families, mm-hmm. Teachers. We have, mm-hmm. you know, community members that have lots of. It isn't a money thing. This is throughout our society and in homes that you just simply wouldn't believe this was going on.
The difference with the money thing is they have more options.
They
generally have more options in terms that they have. They can have insurance, for instance, where they can maybe, or they can get a lawyer, or maybe they can afford to rent an apartment. So it looks like who we deal with mostly are people who don't have those resources, and it's true because they don't have resources.
They don't have the ability to get
but
away.
But even with resources, they need the support.
Need the support because they don't really, again, really realize what's gone on with them, and they will tend to go back to a similar situation.
Yeah.
So it's a community-wide, but it's also it's from the cradle on up. The elder abuse we have is
all rooted in the same thing.
Yeah.
You're right. We've got to catch it on the other end.
We've got to take a break here, and so we can follow through on what we're just talking about. But also, you've got some new programs there when we're talking about veterans.
Yes.
And I'd like to get into that too. And then we need to address the effect of a new building, a new facility you're putting together, and mm-hmm. why it started. I think people, mm-hmm. you know, maybe people don't realize why this started like this too, and I think it's all important. Our guests are Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Mark Palicki, who hasn't had a word to say yet, but he's having a great time for Sierra Pacific.
He's just enjoying our company.
Trust me, you're going to have something to say here. And, of course, Trish Clark is here with me. It's a Thursday. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. This is KCNR 1460. This is community radio. We had so many things going on today. When I say miss a day, miss a lot, now it's miss a day, you'll never catch up. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder why large chain store pharmacies make you walk all the way through their store to get to the pharmacy in the back? And why they take so long to fill your prescriptions? The reason is that they hope you'll shop while you wait and spend a few more dollars in their store. At Owens Pharmacies, we know you have a busy life. That's why we fill your prescriptions fast, so you can get your prescriptions filled and get on with the rest of your day. We don't sell frozen pizzas or motor oil. We are dedicated to providing you with the best clinical pharmacy services available. There's a reason Owens Pharmacy has been voted best in the North State for the last 6 years in a row. That reason is great clinical pharmacists, the best service, and low prices. Isn't that what everyone wants from a pharmacy? Why would you go anywhere else? Come to Owens today and see why the North State says nobody is better.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, Demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here today, and Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're getting a lot of phone calls, people leaving messages here. KCNR1460.com. We are streaming. You can hop into our chat room. 65 degrees out there, going up to 92 or 93 today, 8:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. It is. That says it right on the window. Man's last stronghold. It's the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. My guest today, or our guest today, Trish and our guest today, are Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Mark Policki, who is the Canada Media Director plus a thousand other things over at Sierra Pacific. Yep. And we're welcome to both of you. Now, when we left, we wanted to talk about some new programs you have. And with Memorial Day coming up, this is a great time to talk about veterans you have or yeah, new programs
for veterans. The new program for the veterans.
Well, we've made a real point of, again, partnering with agencies that exist in town and not reproducing things that is already done. And one of the newest things that we are partners with is with several agencies that are currently in town providing services to veterans for housing, but there aren't really for abuse. And the money for that is difficult from coming from the government and what veterans get. They can get help, but oftentimes their spouses don't get that help.
At the VA, and this mm-hmm. is one of the things, they will help. They will help the veteran. They can't, by charter, help the woman.
Exactly.
There's other places in town that they're trying to stand up too, mm-hmm. To help. But your program. Obviously.
Yes, and we've met with those other services in
right.
town, and they we've offered them an office at One Safe Place, and they are now will be coming in soon, working out of that office at various times, so that we can help and have provide that. What we do is the abuse side and sexual assault.
Right.
But we want to make sure that they get all their veteran and active duty benefits and know what's available to them. And those counselors will meet with them and provide that and take them on from there. So, and they're trained in what abuse is, and one of the women was in the military. She's now a veteran, but she was raped as active duty. So she can bring in some insight that maybe our client, our advocates don't currently know all about. So that's what we try to do in providing services, is once we see some place that we don't think is being addressed, we really try to bring that partnership in.
Well, with the veterans and the post-traumatic stress, the post-traumatic stress can have an impact on a family. Debbie Sprague, who wrote this fantastic book.
Have you
book
read Debbie's book?
I read her book. Yeah. I met her. In fact, we were on the national TV, radio program.
And we're going to have Debbie on because she's just been, one of the Warren's Women of the World, type thing back, yeah. Elizabeth Warren.
But I remember when she first wrote her book, you were one of the first people that had Debbie on when she was writing her book. You had one of the first copies.
I have one of the first copies, and I was honored to be able to write something on, so it's on the dust jacket. But Debbie Sprague is another one, Stranger in My Bed.
Right.
And Randy, her husband, whom we know very well, was so open with this which is a bravery and courage for both of them.
Exactly.
But it's the kind of thing is that you have the expertise to help people that it's impacting on them. And this could be mental abuse. It doesn't mean physical abuse.
No.
It could just be
financial.
It could be things that are waking up in the middle of the night. It could be all types of strange things that happen as a result of combat or post-traumatic stress, whether it's in from combat or other things. So,
in order to provide these services, we need places, facilities.
Exactly. And again, that's our philosophy. So we currently are housed in downtown Reading in the promenade or the, what do they call it?
Yeah, the promenade down here.
And so that's where our services are for generally when people come in or make a phone call. Then we have a shelter right now and a business office. We're located in three different locations. And do you mind if I go into that a little bit?
Yeah,
about what's happening there? Because that leads to some other things about why, and
one of the primary reasons why we need to expand here.
So a year ago, it was just about exactly a year ago, a woman came to us for help. She brought her two daughters and her dog and sweetest little girls, just sweet girls. And she came in to get help. She had been in a long-term violent relationship. When people arrive, we have them do an assessment form that tells us what's been going on, and then from that we can tell how much danger they're in. There are just certain statistics you just pick out and say, and the most dangerous time, of course, is when a woman or man leaves, but particularly when a woman leaves. She came in. She chose not to stay in our shelter. It was crowded. We serve 26 women and children in three bedrooms in our shelter. There's no privacy. And that's what she needed. She was exhausted. She just couldn't imagine going in and sharing all that space. And she was a private person. So she went to a motel. She soon after that went back to Humboldt County to stay with her mother. And during this time, she kind of sorted things out and decided that she was going to leave. She made some phone calls out. They lived in Shingletown, found a house near their home to rent. So she went back with the girls to ask him to help pay the rent so that she could live and the girls would be close by.
And this is a family that had money. I mean,
he had drug money. His money is her family didn't have money.
Yeah.
But her spouse or her other person did have money, but it was drug money.
Drug money.
Okay. All right. So she was trying to find a way out.
Find a way out. Thought she kind of solved that. And when she told him is when the murder took place. That's typical. That is when the most dangerous time is, and that's what happened. And she thought she had been away for a couple of weeks to let things cool off a bit. And she did everything she could in her power to leave, knowing how dangerous. One of the reasons she didn't accept shelter, she says, he'll track me down and he will kill everybody in the shelter. So she wasn't just thinking of herself. She was thinking of the other women and such like that. So that was devastating to us as an agency because we've worked really hard to make sure our shelter provides. And we take people in two situations. They're either going to be homeless otherwise or they're in danger for their lives. And so it's a very crucial, critical time for us to be able to provide that shelter. Talked with the board, and it isn't like our board. It isn't like we made a mistake. We have the capability. We don't have the capacity. And it was very clear to us is that we were going to make a change in her honor and to make sure that situation
didn't happen
again. Okay,
now we're talking
again.
About the...
The murder up in Shingletown that occurred with the
Sandra
wife.
Sandra Shelby and Shasta Miller were murdered by her husband and their father, Shane Miller, who is still
at large.
Still at large. CNN was out about 3 weeks ago. I don't know, you probably have heard about this. They were out here doing interviews. Went to Humboldt County. So CNN has taken over John Walsh's The Most Wanted program. It's called Wanted. Mm-hmm. Their first premier program will be about the Miller story here in Shasta County.
Now, Miller, of course, escaped from this. He killed his wife. He killed his two little girls. They found the dog on a beach down in Humboldt County, but they have not found him. But it's a very, very... deeply forested place and all this. Now, whether he's still alive or not, nobody knows. He could be in a cave someplace and been dead for all this time, which is what we hope. But what that did was it lit the fuse.
We have to have a safe, quiet place.
We need a place for people to get out of there, to get out of these, to get into a safe place.
And, didn't have the money. It wasn't like, because that's how I haven't done it before. We don't have the money.
Right.
And I'm kind of the person who says, we'll find the money. We are going to do this. We're going to make this happen. Because for our community, we have to.
Let's take a break right here. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place. Mark Palicki, Sierra Pacific, who has been sitting here, because he's going to get into this next segment here. Trish Clark and myself, we're talking about the expansion and the facility, and it's because of what happened with the Miller family. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress?
Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Watt, Trish Clark, 8:50 in the morning. We're here with Gene King, Executive Director, One Safe Place. Mark Palicki is here, Sierra Pacific International. We're talking about the new facility that is being planned right now. We've been talking about One Safe Place, the requirement that we need here in our area.
And Gene, in the closure, you told us three things. Major different about this new
facility.
Okay,
now this new facility.
And why it's going to cost $5 million.
Right. We'll go from serving 26 men, women, and children to serving over 60. They can only stay up to 30 days. The average day is 12 days in our shelter. They can now stay up to 90 days. We will serve men. Right now, we put men in motels. They don't get any of the services. We can serve men. And four. So it's.
Well, each one has their own individual room.
The most important part is that each one will have their own room and bathroom and that they can lock and be in and have the privacy that.
Just them.
For their
Sandy,
kids and themselves. Right.
Yeah. Sandy did not miss. So we are. We bought a building. And we have just begun our capital campaign, and we really went to Sierra Pacific on purpose because of how we feel they participate in the community, their leadership role, they choose what they support, and kind of do some research and background on that, and that.
And
will
then,
now
okay,
introduce Mark.
Sierra Pacific. Came in with, they made a statement, and
yes.
Mark?
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you know what? Sorry we kept you waiting this, but this is background.
It's fascinating to listen to all the stories. Yeah. Well, you know, we operate in a number of communities in Northern California and also Western Washington as well. And we have our sawmills and our timberlands and remanufacturing plants. But the owners of Sierra Pacific feel it's very important to give back to the communities. And we have a foundation, the Sierra Pacific Foundation, that the owners fund themselves every year. And that foundation, we give grants to needy groups. You know, there might be a Girl Scout troop, or it might be a mountain safety rescue.
Or the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
Those types of things. But occasionally we get a very large request. And One Safe Place came in and said, you know, we have a $5 million need here. Can you help us out? So the owners, you know, took a look at it and said, yeah, that's something that's worth making a big investment in the community and it's much needed, and as you've just heard from Gene, this course is very much needed. So they agreed to contribute $1 million over 5 years. So that was
a huge catalyst to move us forward.
Bravo. You know what?
Bravo.
You know, people don't realize that Sierra Pacific is such a big part of our community. And when you all came out and said, you know what, this is something our community needs. And, you know, frankly, as I've said, is that, you know, you all – you know, you talk the talk, but you walk the walk.
And have forever in all the communities that they've been in.
So they've, over the next...
Well, I think maybe, Mark, you might want to even talk a little bit more about how we're transforming this gift in terms of the challenge to the community?
Well, yeah, we see it. You know, this is like a 20% down payment on a mortgage. They need $5 million, and we're giving $1 million over 5 years, $200,000 a year for 5 years, which will total $1 million. But we're looking at it also as a challenge, as Gene said. We want others, whether it's individuals or large organizations, to consider giving a large grant to this because it's such a need in this community, and it's such a well-run organization that we feel that others should come to the table and help out on this as well. And we think that that will happen.
I think you're right.
We firmly believe that.
I think you've taken the major first step, and this should bring other people out, small or large, to make donations to make this a reality.
And you know that how grateful we are, but you should have seen my staff when I told them. I went through my staff, and they just erupted. They were so happy about it. It was like, you know, I keep telling it's going to happen. We're going to make it work. And for them, it was that next kind of recognition and step of we are doing something, and this time is well spent, and we're recognized. And they were just thrilled with Sierra Pacific.
I
just can't tell you. It was very emotional. There were tears. Our board. So it was a huge we've been out in town, and people have been congratulating us, sending us little notes, Facebook, email. Wow, what a great – I mean, we're just overwhelmed.
Gosh, you know, and I hope they're doing that for Sierra Pacific, too, that their people are recognizing this.
Sure.
Mark, you got – is there anything else here on this?
Well, I have one more thing. I want to present to Gene the first check for
$200. Oh, my gosh. Can I hug you?
Yeah, okay.
The look on her face, this is marvelous.
A radio hug here.
A radio hug.
$200,000.
That's right.
Thank you,
you so much.
Again, you're going to make me cry.
Mark just presented Gene with the first installment of that grant for a check for $200,000.
Yep. And he had talked to me about it. I said, let's do this.
One other thing.
There's another thing.
You know, we participated, a number of our employees participated in the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event last week, and we took first place at fundraising, and we won a whitewater rafting trip. And all of the folks on our team decided, well, you know, we can get more money for One Safe Place by giving it back to them. So we're going to give it back to you, so you can
re-raffle that off again.
He's re-gifting you, you know, what they won, so you can re-raffle.
Man. Okay, I'm done today.
Is this a good Thursday?
Oh man, it's been. This has just been such a wonderful project. I'm so grateful. We are so grateful to the whole community because we know that the community supports us, and we know that the community is very strong about what a great place this is. And this is a way we stand up together and say that we don't treat women like this. We don't treat men, and we certainly don't treat children this way. And so just thank you.
You know, the conglomeration of putting all of these people together, the Family Justice Center was an effort that came together by getting a whole bunch of agencies and then coordinating that with Shasta Women's Refuge has just been such a huge step forward. And I don't think people really realize how unique some of these organizations are. Mm-hmm. Shasta County shines above a lot of places in some of these services we provide. And the great thing about it is that we're doing it with our businesses and we're doing it with the people that work and live in our community. It makes such a huge difference in the lives of everybody that lives here.
Well, and just the feeling. I can tell you the people that have been touched by this, and I was a greeters with Chamber, from the Chamber Greeters the other day, and Mike Burke goes to that, and they stood up and applauded him. So it spreads in the pride. We are hearing and seeing the pride in the people of, yes.
Well, and we really need for our community to understand. You know, they get on Sierra Pacific is trying to put in a cogeneration plant. Mm-hmm. And you've got people that are criticizing, and I have to just stand up and say, whoa, back up and think about all of the things that Sierra Pacific has done in the communities that they're in over the many, many years. Mm-hmm. I was never involved in a project all the time I was on the Board of Supervisors at Sierra Pacific was not behind if it was good for the community. Mm. And that's in every place that they are, not just Shasta County.
Right.
Well, you know what? And we really appreciate, you know, as you know, that we've been linked kind of with when it was a family justice center, and then you all. We've got the Dancing with the Stars is coming up. A bunch of them are going to be on next week. But also that we're honored, Mark, that you wanted to present this today. To Gene on the air, and you'll probably read about it in the Record Searchlight in about a week.
We'll take a picture and send it to him.
But we are. We're going to do that today. But again, it's the type of thing that we know that this is just the beginning. We need 5 million. And Sierra Pacific is taking that big step forward.
Right.
It is a place for this. There is time for this. And it's another way that our community is making a stand for the right thing.
Exactly.
And we do that in so many other things. But people maybe don't realize that. And that's why we need to share this and get all that word out.
Jennifer Scarborough says, we see something wrong. We're a great community. We see something wrong. We stand up. We fix it. That's what we do.
Yeah, we do.
And I think that's just a great summary.
It is.
All
right. See something wrong, we stand up and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our guests have been Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Mark Palicki, the Public Relations and Media Consultant and everything out there at Sierra Pacific, who just...
And gift giver.
And gift giver, who just gave Gene King a check for $200,000 as the first installment. And Gene's face, you know, that's when we wish that...
We should have been on air.
We're going to be televising these shows in the future, so you'll be able to see things like this and watch all of us go, oh. Anyway.
Great morning.
That's great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us here. You are such great supporters of what we do, and every day, years and years, I just appreciate it. And, of course, certainly for Sierra Pacific Foundation and Mark.
Thank you so much. When we say it's the good guys against the bad guys, we know who all the good guys are, don't we? Hey, tomorrow, Simpson University will be with us, and we got a lot more things.
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The House approves the USA Freedom Act, intended to end the NSA's bulk collection of phone records. Wisconsin's James Sensenbrenner says the crackdown is needed because of earlier abuse of the Patriot Act, which he co-authored.
We're here today because the government misapplied the law and upset the balance between privacy and security.
The USA Freedom Act prohibits the NSA from collecting records. Phone companies and internet providers will retain those records and respond only to court-approved requests for specific information. A dawn attack on a checkpoint in eastern Ukraine leaves over a dozen soldiers dead.
A major in the Ukrainian army has confirmed that at least 15 of his officers were killed in the pre-dawn attack. 31 are injured, around 5 seriously. The incident happened at a Ukrainian army checkpoint near the village of Olginka, around 30 miles south of Donetsk. The major said 15 to